Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as you know, each week we have various guests come on to the show, whether they are Avon representatives themselves, or they are district managers or regional managers with Avon. And the purpose of the show is to help take your Avon business to the next level. I'm really happy to say that we have Sharon Solano, who is going to be our guest speaker this evening. And if you read the bio that went out, Sharon is a professional trainer, and so it was just fitting to talk about training on this particular episode of the Avon Motivational Radio Show. So let me get my mouth to work, because also my mouth froze. I can't plug it in. Just 1 second, Sharon. I see you there. As soon as my mouth becomes alive, is it coming alive? I'll plug her in 1 hot second. Okay, good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Pat. It's Shirley.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I have been putting Sharon. I don't know why that is. And I even sent out the email as Sharon. I don't even know what I put in the...
No, it's correct on the email.
I put it right in the email blast, but in the call, sending it out, I put Sharon. Oh, please forgive me.
No problem. I'm very excited to be here today.
Shirley, can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do in your 9-to-5 job?
Sure. I work for a small not-for-profit, and I train professionals on how to use the latest technologies, how to be better managers, how to express their leadership qualities, how to do a public speaking. And it's all of that I've done for many years at different company levels, but I especially enjoy the not-for-profit world where we're selling healthcare to people who cannot afford it. And it really, there's a tie-in to a real human need, and I adore it because of that.
Wow, it sounds really exciting, and it sounds as though you have the opportunity to meet a variety of people, and in that encounter, you're able to help them elevate themselves either on their workplace or their personal lives.
I definitely do, and the rewards come immediately. I see the rewards from the training I do, but recently when I saw your Avon business, I just said, you know, my mom used to sell Avon. I still have jewelry from Avon, and I wanted to check out the product line, and it astounded me, not only from the perspective of how good it is, but also the training that's provided to everyone who becomes a representative. I design online training because I can't be everywhere at once, and I know how hard that is. But Avon's pathways just blew me away. They cover everything. It's updated. It's timely. It gives you the information you need to tell your customers and attract the recruits. I'm very impressed with it.
And when you talk about online training, for those people who may be new on the call and not know what we're talking about, we're talking about your back office, youravon.com. Is that correct?
Yes. On Avon.com, if you go to the training tab, you will see that there are a number of areas that Pathways covers. I'm just going to pull it up real quick because I went through this immediately upon signing up. Besides, there's a $10 fee to become an owner of a business. I was so impressed with that. But you get this as part of that $10. So it talks about believing in your success, becoming a top seller, how to do all of the things you need to do to get ready to be in business. And if you do this training, you will be successful. If you're motivated to succeed, this will just take you over the top. I can't express how important this is enough, because it's there for you. Yes, we can do the hard work and learn by misses and successes, but this will give you everything that works right up front. And everybody needs this. We know some things, but we don't know everything. And I think Avon has really taken a huge step in getting everyone ready to succeed.
And you know what surprises me, Shirley, is the number of people who, when they become Avon representatives, don't even bother to go take the training.
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you that that was the first thing I did. I loved the product line. I knew I would be able to sell it. That would be no problem. But I knew that because we're high in technology in everything we do, we need to tie those things into how we sell and how we lead others. So for me, it was important to go through the training right away. And I go through it again every so often. I'll choose a topic, and I do it all the time because I know that for all of us, learning and staying up to date is really critical.
Do you find, Shirley, on a scale to 1 to 10, in your experience, how would you rate the Avon training program?
I would say 10, without question.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I really have to say that from a designer point of view, it covers every level from simple to easy learning to the more complex topics. You can also print things that you can have in front of you while you go through the training. There are checklists. There are goal-setting forms. It's excellent, and I really think that for those of us who are serious about building your business, this is the way to go, and you should pick a topic or maybe one subject, maybe a day or a week, and go through the entire thing. I sat here, I think, for 3 hours and did the whole thing, but that's me because I love it.
You sound like me. I was the same way.
Yeah.
I was, like, falling asleep at the computer going through this training.
Yeah.
Trying to absorb every bit of it.
right. And it's so helpful. I put a binder together, so if someone asks me about skincare or fragrances, I have a division in my binder. I could flip to it. I have printed copies of everything. Yeah, I really enjoy doing this because besides the fact that I'm now a grandma and I need to think about the future of my beautiful grandson, Jimmy, people compliment me on how I look, and I just tell them, my secret is Avon, and you need to take a look if you haven't looked at it for a while. So that's really my opening line with everybody. The minute they notice jewelry or a lipstick or whatever, that's how I open a conversation. And I've been very successful so far. I can't wait to continue to take this to the next level. I do have goals, and having listened to the training, that's a big piece of it, you know, knowing where you're headed, knowing what you want out of your business, and it really helps you focus.
Wow. That's really amazing. You know, you said something that I myself never, ever thought of, was to take the information and put it in a binder and have it in categories. That is fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, it's a very helpful tool because, of course, even me, I know I have some memory techniques that I used to try to remember everything, but it's not possible. We have a lot to cover here. You know, if you listed the product segments, you have skincare, you have makeup, you have fragrance, you have bath and body, you have fashion, you have, you know, all of these things. And when someone talks to you and you want to focus in on what they're interested in, this is a very helpful tool.
It really is. And I think one of the things that we should probably cover when we have our training is looking at your binder so that everyone else can get an idea on how to create a binder as well.
Yes, I would love that. And I know that the new color line is coming, so I'm so excited about that because for me, when I work, I try to apply my makeup on once, and I don't really think about, you know, touching it up. But with this new color line, that's going to be one of my opening lines too. You know, I put my makeup on once, and it's still good, and it still looks great, and the color lasts, and here's what you can buy. I think we all need to think about how we experience the products and how we can express how we can use them to others who trust us. Trust our recommendation. Yeah.
Wow. Shirley, what would you say? Would you say that training should be, well, first of all, how important it is for training for an Avon representative?
For an Avon representative, we need to know how well we fit into the whole industry of makeup and skincare. You know, this mega effect mascara, are you kidding me? I'm talking about it to everyone. Everyone wants these beautiful long lashes. And I'm telling you, I walked to Sephora not too long ago, maybe even Christmas time, and because I was too embarrassed to put it back, I paid $35 for the latest mascara. Yeah, $35.
Wow.
That's crazy. And I was too embarrassed to put it back on the shelf because the woman was following me around. So I'm telling you, people are paying lots of money for quality not even close to being what we have available right now. We should be talking to everyone about this product, what's coming down the pike with the color line products and the makeup, the fragrances. I'm using Blossom right now because I really love it, Amari Blossom. But I love the Fergie fragrances too. They're all very modern and smell great and they last. And people are willing to pay. They're paying a lot more for our competitors. Once you show them and educate them as to what they're getting with us, it's a no-brainer. I think you can repeat customers with that kind of thinking. Know what you have and be willing to learn as much about it as you can. I actually did a Lore magazine, so I pulled the ad out that had the recommendation for the mascara. I pulled it out. Started showing it to people, and I sold the 5 that I ordered last month.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. I can't tell you, you know, looking good, also, I just have to say this because the job market is so tough. 2 things I want to say about it. You have to differentiate yourself from everyone else. So you have to wear your products. You have to use the makeup. You want to talk about your use of the products as well. But also, I think for me, this is what really attracted me this time around to Avon. I think we are in an economy that is so iffy that we all need a plan B. We all need to think about what if, right?
You're
because
right.
Nothing is for sure at all.
That's right.
Anymore.
That's exactly right.
So I think this is a great plan B. I think we should say yes to Avon when we're ready for it. Get started by doing that training. Get educated. Know what you're talking about. You know, Skin So Soft. How often have I mentioned Skin So Soft? Well, people have come to me and go, oh, my God, I need that for the summer. You know, I need the bug spray. I need, you know, whatever it is. I'm going on vacation. You know, talk to the need of the customer, and they'll keep coming back to you. If you can be perceived as a trusted recommender of great product, the sky's the limit.
How much training should the average representative spend, a month, a week, a year? How much training should one spend?
There are a couple of things that I think people should be educating themselves on. I think Avon is number one. Everything that's available and packed in the program pathways. And they should take an hour, I'd say no less than an hour a week, if not more. I did, you know, like I said, mine in like one fell swoop. But in the pathways, There are also featured resources. For example, they have an introduction to the new makeup technology. They introduce the Mega Effects mascara. They have some how-to if you love to apply makeup and want to teach people how to apply it. They have someone on how to do a neutral smoky eye. It's really great material, and you could customize it to your own needs. But I say no less than an hour. It is something you do for yourself, and it will help you grow your business. I think people also need another thing, which is not to be so afraid of technology. I've been teaching technology for many years, Microsoft Office products. I'm master certified as a teacher in that. I used to get people over the fear of touching the mouse because they didn't know what it would do, you know, if they clicked here or there. I think Avon has done a great job designing our website, the one that we get as part of our initial thing, and also the youravon.com. It has so many elements to it, and something that I definitely have gotten acquainted with and made myself very clear where to find things and how to do things.
Well, Shirley, would you say that that training is ongoing?
Training is ongoing, yes. We have so much to learn. I recently also attended, and I don't want to diminish the importance of meetings and meeting with your upline. I attended the meeting recently, last week, I believe. I was a little bit afraid of how to get there because I don't drive, you know, too much in Westchester, but I found a way to get there. It was easy. It's at the Rye location. The meeting was phenomenal from beginning to end, and I got probably, I would say, $30 worth of product, maybe more, just for being there. So
it's fantastic. I love that part about it.
I know. I just went crazy with the stuff. And meeting other women who were doing the same thing, they were excited, giving out awards. I got very familiar with the President's Club, and I know that that's a goal for me. I thought that was a great meeting to learn more about it.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear. It really has worked a while. Going to the meetings, because you get so much out of it. Like you said, you get all the prizes and gifts you can either use for yourself or actually turn around and resell it.
That's right. And I have another little tip that I think would be very helpful to people. I don't spend a lot of time in my car with this position, but when I was riding to Rye, I didn't listen to the radio and all the bad news and all of the nonsense that you hear in talk radio. What I did instead was I popped a tape, or CD rather, in my car about success and how to stay positive and how to build a business. So I highly recommend, and I may put out a blog about good motivational tools to use to keep yourself positive. I was listening to a book on the way to the meeting called How Full Is Your Bucket, which talks about how positivity can transform the world. And one of the things they talk about in that book is when you give someone a gift unexpectedly. Like I gave a customer who was going on vacation who needed a bunch of stuff, and she bought it for me. I gave her a free hand cream. It didn't cost me very much, but she was overjoyed when I gave it to her. I said, this is for you to go on your trip, enjoy it, let me know what you think. And she loved it. So there's a lot to learn beyond just, you know, Avon and the products. You need to really work on yourself and be positive and confident in what you have here. This is an incredible opportunity, and it can take you so many places. I just can't wait to continue to work with people and reps who are interested in learning more, because this is a wonderful opportunity.
It truly, truly is. And the one thing we didn't discuss, and we have some Avon representatives who are listening to this particular broadcast, who have been in Avon for a long, long time. But you, as a person who grew up in Avon as a legacy,
yes.
How different would you say, how lucky or how fortunate are the Avon representatives today as compared to those back in the day?
You asked me a great question. I spoke to my mom, who's 85. I told her, Mom, guess what I'm doing? And she said, well, here's what I need, X, Y, Z. And we talked about, you know, she says, I can help you bag things. And I'll come over. And I said, Mom, there's a bunch of different ways to do this now. One of them is online. You can do direct ship. What an incredible opportunity. You know what that means? That means you're open 24/7. That means you can ship to anywhere in the U.S. How great is that? You know, my family members in Florida ordered stuff for me. And when I looked in my inbox on my email, I was so happy and astounded. I said, oh, yeah, they can order from my website directly. I love that aspect of it. There's no, you don't need the front, you know, the storefront. You don't need to walk and take things. That you have to learn how to use technology because all of these things, Facebook, Twitter, if you have friends on those things, if you have a long email list, you can continue to do business regardless of where they live. How great is that?
That is fantastic. Are you utilizing any of the social media?
I'm using Facebook all the time, and I put out the apps that are right on your Avon.com to promote the scam. Yeah, and they love them. They're video clicks. They put comments. They say, I'm going to call you about that. You know, lovely, lovely feedback. Everything is broadcast quality, so it's not, doesn't look like it's cheaply produced. Everything is high quality with the message that you want to promote. And I think having that available to us makes this the greatest opportunity I've ever seen.
It really is. We talked about how the training really helps us as individual Avon representatives sell our products and ultimately raise our level of sales. But how does the training help us as Avon representatives with our downline?
I think it gives you the information you need to explain what it takes to be a successful Avon representative, how to reach your leadership levels, how to plan and put your goals out there. You must talk about your goals. You must tell your upline. You must speak about what you want to do so that in unison as a network, everyone is helping you reach those goals. If you do the training, if you listen to the programs that are available, you'll get ideas. You'll get ideas from the meetings that you attend with everyone who's involved in this area. So many ideas. For example, I got an idea from last week's meeting where I am telling people, if you need a last-minute gift, I have gift bags. I have gift baskets. Come to me. I could put five things together for you, and I put a price on it. I know that when I needed a gift at the last minute, whether it was an anniversary or a friend's birthday or a baby, I needed to do something quick. And sometimes I didn't have the ability to go shop for it somewhere. So I put it out there, and people are excited. They're saying, I have a birthday coming up. Can you put something together for a male who would be interested in cologne and some bath products? Oh, my God, the foot care. I forgot to mention Footworks. Unbelievable product. Really great for men and women. That's another area that I forgot to mention, but we do have terrific products. Get some baskets, get some product in there, think about who it would be appropriate for, and start talking to people about it. It's a great way to sell a bunch of things at once and make a nice profit.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a very, very good idea. You know, here's something else I didn't even think of. Contact the customer.
And it's fun to make them, you know. It's when you mentioned the spa basket show, I listened to it recently, and that also gave me some really great ideas of how to put it together. You don't have to spend a lot of money on the basket. You could get, like you said, the white towel. I loved all that. That was really helpful to me. And I'm thinking, you know what? Some people at the last minute can't get a gift for someone, I'm going to be ready for that. You know, baby, birthday, whatever.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
We have about 5 minutes. I know that some people are probably wondering, for those people who are, may live, you know, I don't know if you realize, but the call for the show goes on Facebook. So we get people from all over the world.
Wonderful.
They listen to the radio show. So obviously they can't come to our training. So just briefly, can you explain to our listening audience how you create your product of knowledge?
Sure.
Book.
Training is always started, the design for training is always about what is our ultimate objective. If our objective is to be able to give an elevator speech, which is a 60-second speech about what I do with Avon, that would be an objective, for example. Or you could give an objective of getting familiar with the campaign at hand. We have to be ready when the campaign number changes to start talking up the products that are in the new catalog or brochure. So having an objective, we then identify ways to tangibly show people how to do these things. And at the end, I usually have either a role play or a quiz or group activity that allows us to then put that in application of how we use it. So it's always what we're after, ways to get it done, and then showing me that the learning has taken place. And I love to give certificates of completion. I love to celebrate the fact that we all accomplished something together. I consider myself a facilitator, someone who helps others get to what they need to do. So I love it. I'm always happy to talk training and also now to talk Avon more than ever.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that. That helps.
No problem.
What do you think about also, you know, we have the product of knowledge for us to look at, and you talked about tapes that we should listen to when we're in our university seat in our car.
Exactly.
Any books you like to recommend?
Well, I love this book called How Full Is Your Bucket? And it really talks about why being positive affects not only yourself. You know, your bucket is full when someone compliments you, gives you a good feeling, but you also pay it forward. So when you compliment someone as well, unexpectedly, you know, you might say to someone, my God, that color looks amazing on you. You could turn a person who's in a bad mood into an incredible positive person who may look at you for advice on beauty and fragrance and bath and body. So you're making
right.
a friend, you're making a connection, and people do enjoy that. I also recommend How to Win Friends and Influence People. This is an old book. Dale Carnegie wrote it. It's just one of those books whose lessons last forever. It's what you say to people, how you talk to them, how you bring your thoughts across, how you start a conversation, all of which is very important for our business.
We have about two more minutes left of our radio show. Is there any parting words or any other advice you would like to share with our
Well,
listeners?
Here's something I love, and I keep this in my planner, and it's my favorite quote by Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you've heard it, but it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. And I think that with Avon, when you're shining and you're loving what you do, there's no other way you can express that but to say, I want you to have some of that too. Say yes to Avon, and you'll get it.
Wow. That was simply amazing. So I want to again thank you for being on the radio show. I look forward in our conversation that we're going to have after the show, because we're planning something very exciting for our district.
And for those people who are listening to the show today and you have people who you want to share this opportunity who may have missed listening to Shirley talk about training, you can always go back and log on to the Blog Talk Radio, the information that was sent to you, and you can go back and look for Shirley Filanfo, and just click on the link, and you can re-listen to the show. And as with any other show that we've had in the past. And with that, you know, this is our order-taking week, and our campaign, for many of us, our campaign C16 has changed. I see that a lot of people in my downline is totally confused and have not yet sent out, not have placed their Avon order for whatever reason. So please, you know, get those orders in. I know in our district we have incentives where we can earn extra points. So, you know, read your emails and get those orders in. And Shirley, thank you so much. You were absolutely
You're very welcome.
Helpful. And I'll see you on the conference call in 4 minutes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And good night, everyone.
Good night.